This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden said on Thursday there is no evidence there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the skies over America, explaining after a Chinese spy balloon was shot down. Radar has enhanced to pick up more slow-moving objects. From Washington, VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden said the U.S. intelligence community is still analyzing information about the three objects the U.S. military shot down over Alaska, Canada, and a U.S. northern lake, but they don't appear to have been put aloft by China or any other country. Those encounters occurred after what officials here regard as a Chinese spy balloon was downed with a missile after it traversed the United States, an action Biden says he ordered to send a clear message to Beijing.
The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable. We'll act to protect our country, and we did.
Biden added he plans to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping in hopes of getting to the bottom of this. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has authorized 9 Jewish settler outposts in the occupied West Bank and announced mass construction of new homes and established settlements. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Thursday that such activity creates facts on the ground that undermine a two-state solution. Most world powers view as illegal the settlements Israel has built on land it captured in a 1967 war with Arab powers. Israel disputes that and cites biblical, historical, and political links to the West Bank, as well as security interests. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Recovery efforts continued in hard-hit areas of New Zealand on Friday after Cyclone Gabrielle caused chaos, leaving at least 7 people dead and displacing 10,000 people in the country's most damaging storm in decades. Gabrielle, which hit New Zealand on Sunday before making its way down the east coast of the North Island, cut off entire towns, washed away farms, bridges, and livestock, and inundated homes, stranding people on rooftops. The weather has started to improve in New Zealand. Police fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of supporters of Senegal opposition leader Ousmane Sonko on Thursday after he left court in the capital, Dakar, where hearings are underway in a libel case against him. We get more from Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Police fired tear gas in the Senegalese capital on Thursday to disperse hundreds of supporters of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. It's the latest sign of unrest in the West African country and took place with hearings in a libel case against Sonko underway. He's seen as a potential challenger for President Macky Sall in elections set to take place next year. If Sall seeks a third term in Senegal, which opponents say is unconstitutional.
It was Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. The United Nations office in Nigeria says at least 6 million people in the country's northeastern region ravaged an Islamic extremist insurgency are in need of just over $1 billion in aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Nigeria said that an estimated 2.4 million people are in acute need and require urgent support. The appeal for aid for those hungry and displaced comes just as Africa's most populous country readies for its presidential election on February the 25th. And the family of American actor Bruce Willis says his brain condition has worsened. We get more from AP correspondent Margie Zaralata.
Bruce Willis's family says he has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and there are no treatments. They say they hope that as his condition advances, any media attention will shine a light on this disease that needs more awareness and research. Willis's family had said a year ago he was suffering from aphasia, which makes it difficult to understand or express speech. Willis, who is 67, is known for films like Die Hard and The Sixth Sense. I'm Margie Zaralata.
And Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, still recovering from a stroke, checked himself into a Washington hospital to seek treatment for clinical depression, according to a statement from his office. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.